Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
Today, we talk with Victoria Bienamay about her experience studying abroad in Tianjin, China. Victoria was awarded a Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship and has some great advice on taking advantage of all the resources available to students at Florida State. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing well. To start us off this morning, could you go ahead and introduce yourself, let us know what your name is, what you studied, what you were involved in while you were at FSU, and then where and when you studied abroad?
Of course. I am Victoria Bienamay. I'm currently an MBA student at Florida State University. In 2019, I went to Tianjin, China, and I studied Chinese over there, and I loved it.
So what made you decide to study abroad in Tianjin, China?
So I've been studying Chinese for 3 years, and I've been planning this moment for like at least 2 years. I wanted to get over there to China. There was this one advisor I wanted to meet because I was really interested in going to graduate school over there. I wanted to improve my proficiency and get an in-depth understanding of the culture because I want to do international business. In order to succeed in that, I feel like I should understand Chinese culture if I speak the language. So I really wanted to get over there to meet people, to connect, and to see what doors open just by traveling and introducing myself to different people.
Amazing. And I think you certainly took advantage of that opportunity. So many students have questions and concerns about funding their study abroad opportunities. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you?
Right, absolutely. So at Florida State, I've been a part of the CARE program, which is, you know, the Center of Academic Retention and Learning. And being a part of the CARE program, there was this one assembly that an advisor that I later on became close to was speaking about Gilman, the Gilman Scholarship, and the opportunities that Gilman provides to students that are not able to fund study abroad experiences. And I was like, this is perfect because I want to go to China. I want to go to grad school over there. There are like so many things I want to do. I was always worried about my finances. So when I found out about Gilman, I was like, perfect. I need to go talk to Jesse because he helped my friend. You know, my friend ended up getting Gilman. Like, I think this is a great opportunity for me. So after a couple meetings and like figuring out like the layout of the scholarship, what I had to do, how many essays I had to write and things of that sort, I was thinking, like, you know, I can really do this. So for Gilman, there are two rounds. There's one round in fall and one round in the very beginning of spring. I missed the fall round because I was too nervous to apply. But, you know, I was like, you know, I have nothing to lose. I need all the help I can get when it comes to finances because I'm paying for this by myself. So after I finished my Gilman application, that took months to do, A lot of writing. I really had to dig deep and find something to write about that was going to move me and also move the people that are reading the essay. Because it's one thing to sit in front of someone to tell them about your life and explain to them what's going on. It's another thing to put it on paper. When you put something on paper, there needs to be feeling into it. You can't just write something bland. And I really had to dig deep, and it was a little uncomfortable for me, but I really think I accomplished what I needed to do in order to succeed. So the week before my study abroad, I had $5 in my bank account. And I'm thinking, how am I going to go to China with $5 in my bank account? And my family members are like, Victoria, like, you go to China next week, you have $5 in your bank account. They're like, we don't think you're going to be able to go. You only have $5. And I just kept saying to myself, I'm like, I worked so hard for this. I'm going to go. I'm going to do whatever it takes to go. I'm going to go. And my mom was like, Victoria, like, you know, someone's going to have to fork this bill. Like, this is a couple grand, the study abroad trip. Like, you only have $5. And something that I guess when you're really hopeful about situations, you just always think the best. Like, you know, even if you only have $5 and you're flying across the country in a couple of days, you're like, oh, I can do it. Like, this crazy absurd, you know? But luckily, I did end up getting the scholarship, which is, like, a huge relief because I really can't do much with $5. I know that now, but luckily I ended up getting the scholarship and I think my hard work paid off. And I think one thing that allowed me to even be in a position like that was to just speak and to be open, because being reserved, you don't know what opportunities you're withholding from yourself being reserved and not being open, not letting people not telling people what's going on. By telling people like my situation, what was going on, like a bunch of doors and a bunch of opportunities were open to me. And there were other scholarships as well. Like my advisor for the Chinese, Dr. Lan, told me about the study abroad program and the experience and how I could benefit myself for the future. And so I was like, oh, like, I love that. I can definitely do that. Even though I knew I didn't have the funds for it, I knew it was something I wanted to do. And sometimes you can't just let fear define your future, because if you're always afraid, you're never going to take chances. Sometimes you just need to step out. You just need to step out and do it. And that's what I did.
That's an amazing story. And as a quick follow-up for students who are listening and they're hearing Gilman, they're interested in what that is, can you just give a quick overview of how students can find out more about Gilman, where to go, where to get help with that application process?
So Gilman is a scholarship for students who I think received the Pell Grant, and thousands of students apply for it each year. And at Florida State, we have the office of, it's like the honors office, the Office of National Fellowship, ONF. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. They would kill me for saying that. Anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And they have, I think, like 4 or 5 advisors and some graduate students there that are more than willing to help you and find a bunch of programs to fund your study abroad. Like, they are there and they are dedicated to help you. And I think a lot of students don't realize how many resources we have at Florida State. Like, not only do we have advisors, we have professors, we have like faculty. There are so many people you can ask and so many opportunities that you can have. You just have to ask, you know? And I understand some people are afraid, but sometimes you just need to just step out, you know? Just step out and just believe in yourself, because that's what's going to carry you. Like, I was so lucky to get Jesse as my advisor. He was great. He helped me with the whole process, answered all my questions. He has helped many students with the Gilman process, so it's not new to him. And there are other processes as well that other students could go through for different scholarships and different funding. And I just think that everyone should utilize this tool, because, I mean, we go to school there. It's free for us. You might as well use all your resources to be the best and to be the most successful you can be.
That's great advice for students. We're also wondering, what about your study abroad program had the biggest impact on you?
I definitely think something that had the biggest impact on me was the culture, you know, because, you know, living in the United States, you know, we get really wrapped up within ourselves. You're like, oh, my image, my social media, this, that. Being across the country, no, sorry, being literally in a different country, being across the world, you realize, wow, all those things I was paying attention to don't really matter, you know? Like, yeah, they're entertaining, but that doesn't really matter. And there's so many things to learn, to experience, and to just be a part of. And you're just open to a different world and to a different environment. And you learn so much just by leaving your little comfort zone. So I definitely encourage other people to just go out and explore, because you don't know what's out there for you. Like, when I was over there, I met with an advisor over there at the school where I did the study abroad program. And I got a full ride to graduate school just from going out, stepping forward, saying, this is what I want to do. Like, no, I don't have the funds to move to China, but I got a full ride, you know? You really never know what's out there for you if you don't say anything.
Amazing. And can you talk a little bit about how your experience sort of has informed your future career goals? I know you talked a little bit about grad school, but just your bigger career goals also.
Well, my biggest career goal is to open a manufacturing company in Tianjin, China. Being over there, I learned that it's one of the five port cities, good for trading and industrial stuff. And I learned that, you know, China is the number one exporter in the world. So that's one reason why I was learning Chinese. And learning Chinese and being over there and being exposed to the culture and the environment, I think has opened a lot of doors for me. Because now when I go to job interviews and now in graduate school, people know me as the girl that speaks Chinese, because not many people can do that, you know? So it opens a lot of doors for you. And I think being cultured and being well-versed in a different language, and I know several languages, just knowing several languages and just understanding different cultures is a huge part of international business. Because I can't go to a business meeting expecting all the people there to understand what I'm talking about if we come from different backgrounds. In order to be successful, you need to look at different viewpoints and understand the way people think, because not everyone thinks the same way as you. So it's good to be open-minded, and it's good to learn from every situation and every place that you go, because you never know what you can take away from an experience.
Yeah, that's such a lesson to talk about, you know, and just understand cross-cultural communication, to know that you have to really dive into where people are coming from.
To wrap us up today, we have one final question for you. What piece of advice would you give students who are interested in studying abroad?
I definitely would tell students that are studying abroad that there are funding opportunities out there. I know, like, people can get overwhelmed with the price. When you see the price, you're like, oh no, like, how am I going to afford it? Only at $5. I've been there. I literally have been there, you know? And sometimes you just got to do it, because you can't put a price. I cannot put a price on what I learned in my experience in China. I feel like its worth is immeasurable, because not only did it help me grow as a person, I also developed different characteristics that I didn't have before. My proficiency increased, my cross-cultural communication increased, like, so many benefits from it. So you can't just always look at the price, because what you're getting from it is worth a lot more than just that monetary value you see on the bill. Another thing I would tell them is to speak to their professors and speak to advisors and to tell people what it is you want to do. Like, we go to an amazing institution. We have so many resources. Like, even now in graduate school, I'm still provided with amazing professors and amazing resources. Like, there's no reason to just not reach out. Like, what is the worst that they're going to tell you? You know, they're here to help us. You might as well take advantage of it. Because, you know, these are our building years. It's good to grow and develop and meet the people that you need to meet and speak to who you need to speak to in order to build those foundational steps for your future. That's why you're here. You're here to have a great future. You might as well start now.
Amazing. That is wonderful advice. Thank you so much, Victoria, for speaking with us today and for sharing your story and your experience. And I'm sure so many students will relate to your story and will really appreciate the advice you have, especially when it comes to finding the funding to make their study abroad dreams come true. So thank you so much.
Of course, not a problem. Thank you.
Before we disembark, let's talk about a few ways to fund your study abroad experience. There are lots of ways to find funding for your study abroad experience at FSU. Victoria mentioned the Office of National Fellowships. This office and their advisors assist students in finding and applying for fellowships and awards. One of these is the Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship, but there are many others. Check them out at onf.fsu.edu. International programs typically offers over $200,000 in scholarships each year. We offer scholarships based on need, identity, merit, and more. You can check these out at fsu.academicworks.com, where you can complete one application for all of the scholarships available at FSU.
You can also meet with the International Program's Financial Aid Advisor by scheduling a meeting on Campus Connect or by emailing ip-financialaid@fsu.edu. We also host info sessions throughout the year that you can attend to learn more about how loans, grants, and scholarships can apply towards your study abroad program fee. You can find this information by navigating to the Money Matters tab on the Students page of our website at international.fsu.edu. You can check out all of these resources in the show notes for this episode.
Our 2020 brochure is here. Visit the show notes or our blog to see it. The brochure features information on financial aid, the types of programs we offer, and more. Thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to Victoria for talking to us.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Gire. Sound engineering is done by Chris Bretthart. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Hannah Meister.